Just want to ask your prayers for me for a moment. I want to challenge you this morning and also inspire you. So if you'll pray that I can do that in a way that's helpful. And I'll pray that you're able to receive God's words in your heart. And let us entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Today, July 17th, the Carmelites, maybe you know there's a Carmelite convent not too far from here in Loretto. The Carmelites celebrate the Blessed Martyrs of Compiègne, a place in France, and at a time in history which has some significant resemblance to our own time. In France, there was a revolution, and that revolution espoused certain values that they claimed to be in accord with reason, but were very much opposed to faith and morals. Priests were determined to be useless and were made subjects of the state. Contemplative nuns, like those nuns in Carmel, were deemed to be absolutely useless because all they do is pray. And certain values were deemed to be very important. For example, there was a statue of the goddess of reason erected in the beautiful cathedral in Paris of Notre Dame. Reason is certainly a good thing, but should we be worshiping reason? In our own day, we have certain things that seem reasonable, compassionate, tolerant, and we embrace abortion or birth control. We embrace same-sex unions and make it the law of the land. I won't dwell on those things. I know that they're sensitive topics. But the point is that there are certain movements among the state that are not in accord with the faith and morals. And in France at that time, in order to enforce their idea of what was good, they ramped it up a little bit. The president, Robespierre, started to use force and violence, and it was a radical shift, a shift that could just as easily happen in our own country. We have capital punishment. We have the opportunity for the death penalty. A little push here, a little nudge there, a little manipulation there. It's not too hard to imagine how we could enter into the same kind of what has been dubbed the reign of terror, because it was explicitly espoused as that by Robespierre, who said that terror is the only way that we're going to stamp out all of that resistance. All those people who don't agree with the politics of the state just need to be changed, forced into a conversion, or eliminated. And in the course of 1 year, there were almost 17,000 people executed. They had trials, and the trials determined them guilty, and they were taken by carts to the guillotine, to the Bastille in Paris and in other places around France, and executed officially by the state. Now again, I don't want to focus on all of those things. What I really want to focus on is a very inspiring example of the most useless and helpless among them who made the most significant difference. And perhaps it's the way that we feel. We can talk in all of these extravagant ways about the power of the state and the bad things that are happening, and we might feel in this terrible position, who in the world am I going to vote for president in a few months? We feel that kind of helplessness, and that's really where I want to go into, is that in the midst of that helplessness, we are not helpless. In fact, The first words of the second reading, I make up in my body what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. The last word of our gospel, there is one thing. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her. When things started to look bad, even before the Reign of Terror and before the massive executions that were taking place, there were 19 nuns in a Carmelite convent, just like the one in Loreto, in a place called Compiègne. And like the nuns in Loreto, they were very fervent and observant in their devotion to the Lord, the sacrifices and prayers that they made day by day. And the priorist, Mother Teresa of St. Augustine, was inspired at one point as she saw what was taking place in France. This was a year before the extensive executions had begun. And she invited her sisters, and they took some time of discernment, and eventually they decided that every day they would make a prayer of self-offering, to offer themselves as a loving sacrifice to restore peace and justice in France. A simple prayer, but offered every day. And in the back of their minds, knowing it could be a real sacrifice of their lives. They could be eventually taken up as enemies of the state. In fact, they were already targeted in various ways. They were eventually forced out of their convent. They were forced out of their religious habit. They were forced to be separated from each other and spread into apartments in France. But they continued to make that prayer of self-offering every day. And these 19 little nuns who had no physical power, who had no political power, who simply made that offering of self-sacrifice and prayer, were eventually arrested. Actually, three of them were away, so it was only 16 of them that were eventually arrested, put in jail, where they had a tremendous strength. Many were there in fear and trembling in jail, knowing what awaited them. The executions were well underway. Thousands of people had been beheaded at the Bastille by that time, and everybody else in jail with them was terrified, and these nuns were joyful, knowing that no one could take from them their relationship with Christ. No one could take from them eternal life. No one could take from them the one thing necessary. As Jesus said, they have chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from them. And so, on July 16th, 1794, one of them composed a song of praise to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, whose feast is July 16th. And on July 17th, they were taken before the court. They were quickly tried, sentenced, and then marched off to the Bastille, quite a distance away. They were wearing their religious habit. And when these 16 nuns, full of strength and courage that came from the prayer that they had offered every day, walked in procession, and they sang the Salve Regina, they sang Laudate Dominum, they sang the Te Deum, they sang the religious prayers of worship. The crowd, which had become bloodthirsty and literally gathered with cheering and just like at a football game to watch people be beheaded. That's what happens when violence and evil become an acceptable practice in the world. We become bloodthirsty. But that crowd, when they saw those nuns, were silenced as they came in position of the Bastille. And those little nuns had incredible courage. One after another, they knelt before the prioress. They renewed their religious vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And they asked the prioress's permission to die. And one after another, they walked to the Bastille and laid their head down. And they continued to sing throughout until Mother Teresa of St. Augustine was the last, and the Veni Creator Spiritus, that calling down of the Holy Spirit that they had been singing all the while, played out its last note. And we say, well, what a useless offering that was, except that their prayer was heard, their sacrifice was accepted, the Reign of Terror ended 10 days later. One thing is necessary. When we face all of the trials, whether it's at a great scale of the evil and violence that rages through our world, or whether it's at a more personal level of the trials that we face in our lives, one thing alone is necessary, and that's our prayer. Can we really call ourselves Christian if we don't take time every day to do the one thing necessary? Can we really claim that we trust in God and believe in Him and love Him if He doesn't play some active role in our lives more than once a week? Let us be inspired by these Carmelite nuns who were deemed useless by the world but had incredible courage, and who were able to offer a prayer and, in fact, to offer their own lives in a way that could make a radical difference on the world. It was an immediate halt to the massive executions that were taking place, and it was a tidal change in the history of France. May we have the same courage and the same faith.